Welcome. I am so happy to be here with you guys tonight. So this is kicking off our January meditation series. And we are talking about goals, resolutions, aspirations, all of that. And I thought it would be fun to talk about, A, because it's January, and that's sort of what most of us do in January, and also because it doesn't necessarily seem to go hand in hand with meditation. I find a lot of the time in meditation, we spend a lot of time talking about being present, being in the present moment, and it really easily lends itself to the assumption that being in the present moment means I'm not supposed to be planning in the future. I'm not supposed to be hoping or dreaming. I'm supposed to just be here. There also can be a misconception that being a meditator is striving for some sort of non-reactivity, some sort of blandness, like nothing gets me too excited and nothing gets me too upset. I just sort of float in the middle here. And those assumptions really are a bit false. We do want to be in the present moment, absolutely. Mindfulness meditation is about being in the present moment without judgment and with compassion. That's the definition of mindfulness meditation. So we want to be in the present moment, but all that means is experiencing what's happening for you in the present. So you can be dreaming about the future and notice how that makes you feel in the present moment. That's being present. I think it's really easy to create sort of soulless resolutions, soulless goals, things that we think that we want or we think we should do because of expectation or education, or we already invested money, or we already told people we were going to do something. And if we're not paying attention to how that feels, what that does for us when we think about it, when we talk about it, it's easy to miss the warning signs that this is not serving us. It's not really what we want. So as we begin a meditation practice, what we're learning how to do is really connect into feeling, to be aware of what you're actually feeling in the moment. And it's interesting, especially in the beginning, because what you might find, what I found was often, I knew I was feeling, but I didn't know what I was feeling. Because you might be feeling 15 things at once. Anger, fear, shame, they go in like this, right? They all appear together. Happiness, joy, excitement, anxiety, they can show up all together. I mean, all of these can be tied up and twisted in a myriad of ways. And with a mindfulness meditation practice, what we're learning to do is sort of pull apart the threads and just experience the tactile sensation of joy. What does it actually feel like in your body when you're sad or worried? As we get a little bit of clarity on how we feel around a goal, around an aspiration, it gives us a little bit of permission to let go of striving or proving, which are some of the big things that kind of get sucked in with your goals, right? It's like, I'm going to show everybody that I can blah, blah, blah. And allowing ourselves to sort of drop some of that striving and instead just sit in, this is how I want to feel. I'm doing this because it feels right. When we explore a meditation practice, there's a lot of talk around non-attachment. Like don't grasp hold of something and never let it go, right? Because it's just going to bring you suffering. It's just going to bring pain. With goals, when we're starting to work towards something or shift something, we get to want it with all of our heart, right? We can go after it with everything we've got. The non-attachment means don't worry about the outcome. Go for it, but don't get hung up on the outcome, all right? The practice itself, the present moment, is the steps towards every single one. So we're working on allowing ourselves to dream, to grow, but doing it in a really mindful way where we feel how that feels for us and we don't worry so much about what's going on in the future. We're not obsessed with where it's going to put us 10 years from now or 10 minutes from now even. It's just here, and how it makes us feel to work towards something. The last thing I want to say about this is there's something called magical thinking. Magical thinking is that once I get that promotion, everything's going to be perfect. As soon as I move into the new house and I get all the art hung on the walls, my life is going to calm down and I'm going to be so much better and I'm going to cut out gluten and dairy and, right, and everything's going to be perfect. And it's letting us live in this future magical moment when we've quote unquote done everything right. And what that does is it robs us of every moment before that perfect moment that might be a great moment. It might be so enjoyable. Yesterday, Sunday, we had kind of a busy day. And I have a four-year-old, and we were getting home a little later than I wanted to, and he was a little bit melting down in the back seat of the car. And I was starting to feel like, oh, God, we shouldn't have done all this. We should have gotten home earlier. And all of a sudden, he says, just out of the blue, he goes, Mom, I really liked today. And I was so caught up in how bad bedtime was going to be and how am I going to get the bath done before 9 o'clock. And I was so caught up in that, I wasn't even thinking about how the day felt or how that moment felt. And he sort of stopped me in my tracks. And that's that invitation to presence. It's easy to get caught up in, oh, I should have done this or I want to do this differently. But how does this moment feel? So that's what we're going to practice tonight. We're going to connect in to our breath. And the reason we use breath is it's an anchor to the present moment. Breath has a sensation to it. You might feel a temperature. You might feel a vibration or a texture. It might have a scent. And what we're doing when we pay attention to the breath is just trying to notice something we don't normally notice. When I breathe in, where do I feel it? How far down can I follow it before I let it go? And it doesn't matter if you're thinking at the same time. You can pay attention to the breath and think about dinner at the same time, okay? So we're gonna try this together and then we'll come back as a group. So just so you know, in this class, we do about a 20-minute meditation. There'll be a good chunk of silence in there and then a bell will bring us out and I'll kind of guide us back out together, all right? So take a moment just to shift around. We've already been seated a while. You can undo your legs. You can cross them the other way, perhaps. You can adjust any props that you need. Okay. When you're ready, you're going to bring your hands to rest on your lap, palms face down. You're going to sit up as straight and tall as you can. And you get to choose if you'd like to close your eyes or stare softly at the ground. Both are fine. Together as a group, let's take a nice big inhale in. Release a sigh. And we'll do that again. Big inhale. And a sigh. And now let your breath go. You get to just breathe easily, naturally, however your body wants to breathe tonight. And we'll start our practice this evening just by silently saying to yourself, now is my time to meditate. Now is my time to meditate. And with that statement, let yourself be fully here. You can let go of any need to fight or worry or question. Feel yourself sit. Notice the length, the lift of your spine. You want to feel tall. You could roll the shoulders back and down. And let the crown of the head lift up just a little bit. Gradually feel the muscles of the face letting go, so your forehead smooths and broadens. Your eyes soften. The lips, the jaw, even the tongue relax. A gentle swallow can relax the throat. And you can soften into the center of your chest, just feeling the muscles around the chest let go, relax. Feel the muscles in the belly letting go. You want a nice soft belly tonight. Feel your hips let go, your thighs. The full weight of you settles into the cushion or the earth. And we feel the simple balance here of being awake and being relaxed. The breath flows easily, naturally. And we'll take a moment here just to notice, even with eyes closed, that you can see. You might see colors behind your eyelids or shapes, little dots of darkness or movement. Just taking a moment to see exactly how this moment looks. Letting that awareness gently shift to sound. Taking in the sounds, voice, music, cars, air. You don't even have to identify the sounds. Just allowing yourself to hear. As your breath rolls in and out, perhaps you notice a scent this evening. A scent to the room, to your skin, maybe no scent at all. How about a swallow? Is there a taste this evening? And just as gently, our awareness settles onto the breath. When you breathe in, where do you feel it? Inside the nose, the back of the throat, the chest. Doesn't matter, it's up to you. Where do you feel your breath? And wherever you feel it, imagine you could sit in that spot. So that you're feeling your breath from the inside out. Without description, without narration. Just see if you can feel. And as surely as there are cars driving by this studio, there are thoughts streaming right through our heads. Loud thoughts, quiet thoughts, fast, slow. You don't have to fight with them. You don't have to shush them or wish they were different. We simply practice noticing the thought and coming back to feel the next breath. Notice the thought. Come back to the breath. You might do that 1,000 times in this practice. You're doing it just right. Get distracted. Come back to the breath. As we move into a period of silence, see how often you can return to the feeling of the breath.
you've drifted away, see if you can come back to the breath for these final 2 minutes. Starting to deepen your breath a bit here. Just savor that next inhale and exhale. If you've slumped over at all, take a second to lift that spine back up. Feel really tall and awake. Maybe bring a bit of a wiggle to your fingers, your toes, just starting to move. If you want to roll out your wrists or your shoulders. And as you feel ready, you'll just bring your palms together in front of your heart like a prayer for a second. Bow your chin down and take just a second to thank yourself for carving out the time, the space to sit and practice being in the present moment. It was my absolute honor to be here with each of you tonight. Thank you. I hope to see you next week. Namaste.